From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith. Of Men and War was a film shown at this year's True False Film Festival. It examines PTSD in soldiers and how the disorder is treated. The Veterans Health Administration has reported it found PTSD in as many as almost one in three soldiers since 2001. Lieutenant David Wells is one of the soldiers profiled in the film, and he talked to KBIA's Jack Howard about how an innovative California treatment center helped him and how others with PTSD can find help.
For us, we all come from the military. So if you say at 7 o'clock you eat your medicine, 8 o'clock you have trauma group, 9 o'clock you're going to be here, it doesn't work. You got to give the people the time they need. Sometimes we wouldn't even have trauma group because three of the guys just couldn't get out of bed that day. So be it. That's what makes Pathway Home, where we were at and where the film was set, unique. It needs to be on a schedule of residential. This is what we're doing. This is how we're going to do it. And there's no timetable to it. And that's what they need to strive for. Go ahead.
Okay, so even getting away from the military, that seems contradictory. Is it contradictory?
It is, but those people are trying to get away from the military a little bit. They're trying to heal themselves. It's a matter of survival at that point. It's not a matter of, am I going to be able to be a soldier again? It's a matter of, am I going to be able to be a person again?
Okay, so what would you say to others then? Other soldiers who are worried about just surviving like you?
If they're still in the military, they need to find a comfortable person in their chain of command to talk to, who's been to combat, who would experience and understand. Not someone who has that idea of, they've never been to combat, like it doesn't exist, suck it up and drive on. That person is detrimental to them never getting better. But if you came to me, I've obviously been in combat, I've obviously seen the horrific parts of war, I'm going to relate and I'm going to get you where you need to be a better soldier, be a better father, be a better husband. So you have to find the right person. If that means looking to see who's been in that space before, that's the person that's going to relate to you. You can't go up to someone just like I couldn't talk to a civilian who's never been in combat and tell war stories because they're going to be like, yeah, I got in a car wreck once. It's not the same. You know, it's not the same.
How is it not the same?
Well, it's hypervigilant. Like right now, you have something really close to my face. Before, yeah. I would be pushing that away because it's a threat. Now I can look at it as, now obviously it's not a threat. It's a microphone and you're doing your job. But there's certain things that bring back memories of that. And there's the process of dealing with something that would take 2 or 3 days to deal with on your own to cutting it down to, okay, 20 minute. What's your coping mechanism? What can you use to get over it? It never goes away. I'll have PTSD my entire life. It brings back fond memories. I enjoyed being on the radio and doing that. And back then it was before the military and before 9/11. So I was still playing music, still, you know, getting out of college and everything. And it was a different life almost, you know. And then military happened and joined the Marine Corps after 9/11, you know, I was playing in a band actually where it used to be teepees in town. And so that night I actually ran into our lead guitarist while I was here for the festival. I haven't seen him in 15 years, you know? So it's one of those things where it's kind of come full circle being back in Columbia as my hometown. And this has been such a huge festival, but it's also been a nice homecoming to come and see, you know, this is where I came from.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk with Jack Howard, I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.